episode 29, Share the Magic Podcast.
I'm here.
Brandon and Lindsay are here. bringing you another episode.
Interesting topic, we hope.
Yeah, interesting topic. So, you know, we're trying to think of kind of fresh, new things to talk about. And one thing that we like to talk about, and a lot of people like to talk about and listen to and hear.
Think about.
Is what could be next? What is coming to the Disney parks?
Or what would you have come to the Disney parks anyway?
Yeah, if you won a contest and you got to make all of the D23
decisions, yeah. Ooh.
What would you pick to be next in the parks?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of underrepresented movies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of overrepresented movies.
Yep.
And there's just a lot of things that could be added. A lot of space. Just a lot of fun things. And you know what? I'm not a fan of replicating
Disneyland
things from other parks.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah.
I think, you know, every now and then, like, if you want to put Tron at Magic Kingdom, whatever, it's in Shanghai. Most people aren't going to Shanghai.
That's what I was
going to
say. Like, if it's from overseas and it's incredible, I'd love it to be replicated.
Yeah, but don't do Disneyland and Disney World together. So don't bring me Cars Land and Disney World.
Yeah.
Or Indiana Jones and Disney World. And don't.
Yeah, it's good to have them stand alone on some things.
Two different parks.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about what we would add to Walt Disney World.
Right.
What would we put if we had to be in charge of the next round of new lands, new rides, new restaurants, whatever? So we have a couple lists here. We've talked about it over lunch. We've talked about it just, you know.
Over life.
Life, living together.
We've been planning this for a long time.
We have some ideas, things, and, you know, these are definitive, and these are the right answers. So, Lindsay, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
I'll be a gentleman.
So, my number one thing that I would love to see added to the parks is in Hollywood Studios. And, of course, it has to do with my absolute favorite ride, Tower of Terror. And one of the biggest issues with Hollywood Studios is there's not enough dining.
That's true.
So, something epic and my number one choice for what I would have added to a park would be a Tower of Terror dining experience.
We could stop the podcast right now because that is an absolute...
I think it would be awesome. I would be like first in line for it. I would love for the waiters to be like the bellhops with like that dry sense of humor and they just keep the jokes coming. They never get out of character. I don't know if it'd be best to be like step back in time or kind of visit it as it is now, like kind of dilapidated and spooky.
I think it needs to be whatever the ride is to fit.
Yeah. Okay. Well then kind of spooky.
And you could do
but
it back
like
there.
Have that like swing jazz music playing and I just think it could be incredible. It could be themed like Be Our Guest where you've got like different rooms you could sit in like the lobby or the ballroom or you know whatever. But
he could be storming outside.
Yeah.
Like
those
you could
window
have
panes
the
with the
almost
lightning.
Almost like you do in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Where it looks like you're in a thunderstorm's happening.
Yeah. Like it's about to happen.
And it's like it'd be thunder and like you can see like the curtains blowing.
Yeah. Even if you had like ghost kind of like
I mean, why would you
appear
not,
and disappear, how cool would that be?
Why would you not do this?
I would love it.
Like Disney, they need more dining at Hollywood Studios.
And there's space back there.
It's revenue generating.
Yep.
Because people are paying for the food.
Yeah.
There's space back there. That's 100% right. Good point.
It's a well-loved ride. It's great theming. It's original. It's not, you know, there is a movie, but I think the movie was more based off the ride.
Oh,
it's not like an IP type thing where it's
the
character dying.
Yeah,
so it's a great way to take their original ideas and expand on it when everyone loves it already. I think that's a great idea.
It's 100%.
That's my favorite thing that I would do.
I love it. I think that is a great idea. It's something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear people on podcasts and stuff talking about a Tower of Terror restaurant.
Yeah. I would love it.
But there's, like, it could be, like, similar to the Skipper Canteen, where you have the Jungle Cruise skippers that are your waiters doing, like, the shtick of, you know, the corny jokes. Like, the shtick could be... Because they're not...
The bellhop.
They're not really zombies, but
I mean, can
but
you
they
just
are,
picture it like the macaroni is to die for? You know, that type thing. 100%. It would be great.
That's it. That's a great...
Great suggestion.
It's a great suggestion.
It's my number one. Could, it's that, the best that, I got. It's going to go downhill from here.
And that'll end episode 29. No, you have one more good suggestion.
Yeah, I do.
I don't have really much great to add. Mine's whatever. Character dining, kind of sticking along that line. And, I mean, in Hollywood Studios, there's opportunities everywhere. Toy Story Land is getting that new Woody's Roundup Barbecue, I believe is the name of it.
Yeah.
If it's already built. The building is up. It's right there at the entrance of Toy Story Land. It's a table service restaurant. Why is that not going to be a character meal? Like, why is that not going to be Woody, Jesse, Buzz, Bullseye?
Seems like a really good opportunity to be one.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like a perfect opportunity. Now, I think the reason Disney's not is like the character integrity thing where you can meet those characters right outside the door in the Toy Story Land. And so you don't want to have two sets of characters. But I mean, I think it's a perfect spot. I think you're talking about adding dining, adding something exciting.
If you really think about it, like, maybe it's not the most exciting thing, but they could have, like, the backup characters, maybe. Like
Bo Peep.
Even Jesse. Does Jesse do meet and greets, Sally?
Yeah. Okay. It's Woody, Jesse, and Buzz do meet and greets. But they have Bullseye.
Yeah.
They have all the costumes.
Rex. I mean, that'd be a hard one to be a waiter.
The Green Army Man.
Got small arms. Yeah. Can you picture that? A Rex trying to carry a plate to your table.
Well, I mean, the characters aren't the waiters.
But can you just picture it?
That'd be so funny. That's a funny thing.
Yep.
And then a Star Wars dining experience.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Why is there not a table service already in Galaxy's Edge?
I don't know. It's definitely got a great opportunity to have one too.
Like, and not necessarily characters coming around to the table. I mean, you could do that, but yeah. I'm thinking more of lines like you're in like this, almost like a truck stop where characters are in and out of like going through the galaxy and they're coming through and going, walking by you to eat.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're dining with you.
I think that would be so unique and it fits in with that land so well because, you know, like you had talked about before, they don't even sell like the Star Wars, like, souvenirs because they want it to be so authentic.
It's only things you can get in Batuu.
Yeah, they want it to really be like Batuu. So that's such a like unique way of doing characters, just to pretend like they're just in there dining with you.
And I think I have read where there are, because there is expansion pads in Galaxy's Edge, that is like the next phase of the table service. But I mean, currently it's not there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have Oga's Cantina, which is awesome. It's not really a restaurant. And there's really no character presence there. But, yeah, I think there's several opportunities, obviously, in Hollywood Studios with their Tower of Terror suggestion. That's brilliant.
Dining is needed in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. So, what else? Why don't you give them your A-plus suggestion?
Okay.
Here?
So, my other suggestion would be a Villain's Land. And I originally thought that would be good in Hollywood Studios, but Brandon's convinced me it's a better fit in Magic Kingdom, and now I agree.
Just because of the fantasy of it.
Yeah. So, like, a villains-type land, maybe you have, like, there's a few things I would want to put in it.
Well, and before you say that, we'll say Disney, you know, there's all those rumors of of the fifth park.
Yeah, a whole park dedicated
like
to it.
Dark Kingdom. I have to look at the official name. Yeah. I should have looked that up. But I think it's, like, Dark Kingdom. But it's a villains park, the fifth Walt Disney World theme park was going to be all villains.
Right.
And budget, whatever, a lot of things.
It didn't
pan out.
Didn't happen.
But people love villains.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, people love to see them at Halloween. It's just kind of unique and different. And so I would put a Villain's Land in Magic Kingdom. Maybe have like a dark castle. But the main thing is I would want a ride that like combines some of the biggest villains, and it'd be almost like a Pirates ride or Navi River Journey
like
ride.
Like the layer of each villain?
Yeah, where it's like a boat ride through the different layers, but like super themed, like the sounds all around you, kind of like Navi River Journey, and maybe you're trying to find different ways to escape each villain, or you've got like a goal you have to get to, and you have like a big pirate's drop down to Hades or whatever.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It'd be awesome. And it's a cool way to see some of the underrepresented villains that only come out for Halloween.
Oh, you could have like this. Yeah, I mean, the story could be they're all together, plotting together, and you have Jafar, and you have Ursula, and Scar, and Hades, and Maleficent, and just in this giant, and just thinking about like the castle. You're right. Similar to the Beast Castle.
Exactly.
Like just dark, smoky.
Yeah. Could even be like the dinosaur ride where you're like trying to get something for the heroes and you're just kind of having to go through all this craziness to find it.
And it could be tied into Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. Like that's kind of what that whole thing is.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be awesome.
Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is you're going around Fantasyland defeating all the different villains of the movie. So maybe
that'd be really cool if it ended there.
Yeah.
And you kind of like go through that ride. Yeah, that would be super cool.
I think it would be awesome.
And another thing that I had talked about that could kind of tie in with this is if you were to do like that Dark Castle, maybe have a table service where it's kind of like Cinderella's Royal Table, except like a dark side to it where you're meeting the villains it's super creepy.
Yeah. And, you know, I said, I think you should turn Cinderella's Royal Table into a villain's dining experience.
Like a villain's takeover maybe occasionally?
During the villain's after hours event.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, people don't want to do dining, I guess, during that. But like during Halloween.
Even just Halloween season.
Yeah, after 6
August
p.m.
to, you know, November.
After 6 or 7 o'clock p.m., it becomes the villains take over Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yeah.
And they've taken over the castle.
Like they do dinner.
And it's dark and there's like
all the villain. You meet all the villains instead.
And the villains come to your table. You talk about selling out.
And the whole villains idea, you know, we've been so excited about like the hype around Halloween and the Halloween snacks. It's kind of a really cool opportunity to have some of that year round. Like the poison apple cupcake could be there all the time, like a snack cart or, you know, some of that stuff that everybody loves. You could just pick a few and have them available all year. I think people would love that.
Oh, people eat up the villains.
Yeah. So that's... literally, they could if there was a snack cart.
If there was a snack cart, they would literally eat the villains.
So that's another idea that I had that I think would be fun.
They don't exist.
I know. Well, I'm just glad we came up with stuff worth listening about.
Well, maybe. I mean, to us.
Hopefully. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. How about you?
Listeners. I think that's great.
Good.
Congratulations on your great ideas. You're 2 for 2.
All right.
There's a piece of Hollywood Studios that is long rumored to be changing. It is that area, that kind of the animation courtyard, mm-hmm. where it's Voyage of the Little Mermaid right now, and Star Wars Launch Bay, which is really not needed considering you have Galaxy's Edge across the park.
Right.
You have the Disney Junior
Dance Party,
which is a rave. I mean, it's a great time.
I actually enjoy it.
Rick Knox especially likes it. That's not true.
Sarcasm there.
And all those Disney Junior meets. And then back behind it, like leading up down Sunset Boulevard, really backstage, up to Rock and Roller Coaster, which is in need of a refurbishment. You have a lot of land. And, the rumor was, and the rumor has been for a while, I think we've talked about it here, it became almost not a rumor. That
a
being
reality.
Turned into Monsters Incorporated World.
Yeah.
Which would be super awesome.
Yes.
Monstropolis.
Yes.
Like having a Monsters, Inc. dart ride. Because, you know, outside of Disney World, Monsters, Inc. is well represented.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a dart ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's that ride and go seek where you shine the flashlights on the monsters.
I would love to do that.
Kind of like a Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin, like an interactive Monsters ride.
Yeah.
And it was well received. People love it.
But all you've got in Walt Disney World is Laugh Floor. And it's not even... it doesn't even make sense where it is.
Tomorrowland. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just plugged
it in there.
You know what else doesn't make sense in Tomorrowland? Space Ranger Spin.
But at least it's like you got Space Mountain and Space Ranger Spin. There's some connection to be made there.
I know, but it's not future.
No.
Not Tomorrowland.
But anyway. Monsters, Inc. is just like...
There's nothing. I mean,
okay.
The entire land...
it's kind of... Yeah.
Regardless.
Mismatched.
I like Laugh Floor,
mm-hmm.
but it's not... It doesn't give Monsters, Inc. the... love that it deserves.
Yeah.
So I think I'm all for Monstropolis.
I like it.
But
we've talked about a door coaster forever.
Yeah, you're right. Retheming the Rock and Roller Coaster to the door coaster. But really, I think more what's more of a fit, and I think something I might like more, is just a Pixar world.
Yeah, I like that.
So, you know, we talked about, back when we were talking about the villains and if they fit in Hollywood Studios, the reason I don't think it does is because it's kind of a fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Hollywood is very step into the movie.
Yeah.
Step into Star Wars. Step into Toy Story Land. And if you're not in those lands, you're stepping in, like, down Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Into the films. Like, you feel like you're in Sunset Boulevard. And so, villains, you know, but I think Pixar... You could say, you know, this whole world of Disney films.
Yeah.
And you could have, obviously, unlimited character meets.
Mm-hmm.
You could have whatever Pixar rides you wanted, whatever properties you wanted to do.
Can you just even imagine the gift shops?
Oh.
That would be so fun.
And, you know, Pixar Pier at Disney's California Adventure. They have incredible gift shops, incredible snacks. Like, they have the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
They have...
Snow Cone.
It's a snow cone. It's a
lemon,
lemon flavored yeah. snow cone.
It just opens up so many different opportunities for things that you don't get to.
And you had one, I think, fits here. You see, okay. You talk about the up.
Oh, yeah.
This is where that would go.
I was thinking that it would go at Animal Kingdom. I have this idea, and it may be my least practical idea, but I think it would be awesome if there was an up ride similar to Soarin', and maybe it's kind of takes place like, why can't I ever remember the kid's name? What's his name?
Russell,
okay. So let's say Russell graduates and he's a wilderness explorer. And so you kind of get in your own little hot air balloon with Russell, and you get to do a ride similar to Soarin' where he just kind of walks you back through the adventure that he had with Carl in the house. I mean, I love Soarin', so any opportunity to have another ride similar to that is amazing. I would love it.
And that'd be a good fit.
And it almost could even be like Flight of Passage-ish in that you're like getting in your own little ride vehicle, but experiencing it with other people, which is also like Soarin'.
It's a minimal space commitment if it's a simulator.
It's like a theater pretty much.
Yeah. So I think that's a cool addition. But
I thought Animal Kingdom, but I guess it would definitely go in Pixar World. Yeah. I would love that ride.
I don't think there's not an up
there's
ride.
There's no up, yeah.
I mean, up is represented in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but I think it needs more focus. Yeah. Like a lot of things, just kind of throwing it in there doesn't do it justice.
So I think some sort of Pixar World where you have different snacks, maybe a character meal with Mike and Sully or the Inside Out characters or Coco or...
You could still have like a dance party type thing with those people
Pixar
too.
Pixar
for
dance
little
party.
Kids.
But I think a Pixar... Land.
That would be awesome.
Right there in Animation Courtyard.
And open with that door coaster from Monsters, Inc.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, you I mean, some sort of Pixar coaster. Yeah. I think that's probably the most practical there. The only thing I wonder about is, I mean, you might have to retool the whole thing because it's a little thrilling.
Yeah.
And kids would want to ride that. Yeah. But
that's true.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah. And going back to dining, one of the things, this is kind of like the most, I want to call it like a gimme, like a duh, why isn't this happening type thing, but a full cast Frozen, like, character dining experience. A lot of the times when I tell Brandon, like, the movies that I think are underrepresented or that I think should have their own rides or whatever, he always says that the main reason they don't is because for Disney to make the commitment to, you know, make a movie into a ride in the parks, it has to like have a lot of financial success in the,
Box office. It's got to have like $1 billion for Disney to consider it for a ride.
But here you are with Frozen that obviously succeeded in that area. So why are you not, you know, capitalizing on it and giving people what they want, having like a Frozen cast character dining?
Kristoff and...
Yeah, Anna, Elsa.
There's a large segment of America that would say Disney is more than capitalizing on Frozen.
That's true, but I just meant like if you're going to go with the train of thought that we're only going to focus on the movies that are successful, you'd think, well, then you'd surely, you know.
Yeah, have a Frozen dining.
Yeah.
There's no Frozen dining. Why? I mean, even in Akershus.
Yeah.
That's there now. It's Princess Dining.
Yeah.
Anna and Elsa aren't there.
It's so weird.
And the reason they're not there is because right next door... You can meet them at their Royal Summer House. So character integrity stuff. But I'm with you. I think a Frozen dinner would be
Frozen dinner.
A Frozen dining experience.
A hungry man. You didn't get it. I'll take
cuisine.
The frozen brownie and corn, please.
Give me the kid cuisine. I always hate when my corn got my brownie.
No, the pudding. That's what happens. Oh, it makes me want to vomit. Thinking about that corn in the pudding.
Corn pudding.
Gross.
So, you could eat kid cuisine.
Frozen meal.
That's good.
Oh, got me good. All right.
That tickled her. It did. You know, and sticking with diet.
Okay.
Now, we've already said this. It's an obvious choice. Tiana's Place.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain, you know, with the retheming coming, we did a whole podcast on Splash Mountain. I think it's an obvious choice and one I hope it's a softball for Disney.
Yeah.
You could have Tiana and Naveen and Facilier and
Cajun
Lewis,
food.
You want to, and you can have Cajun food and it can be right
that
there.
That beignet cart needs to be outside though.
Oh, the beignet cart.
Just gotta say it again.
But I think it's a perfect opportunity to have a table service, a princess table service in Magic Kingdom, and right next to the ride, and just it would help with the theming of the whole area, and it would be an instant classic. Because you know what? Magic Kingdom honestly needs a little more. I mean,
they've got Cinderella's Royal Table.
And Be Our Guest. That's two signature dining locations.
Uh-huh.
And then your table service are the Plaza, Tony's Italian, the Town Square.
Crystal Palace,
and Skipper's Canteen, and Liberty Tree Tavern. So that's
a few.
You have
dining options.
Yeah. I
mean, but isn't it the biggest capacity park?
Yeah. Well.
Maybe not.
It's not the biggest park, but yeah, I mean, it's the most popular park.
Yeah.
So more people are there typically than any other park.
Right.
So, yes.
Many of you said if you had one day at Walt Disney World, the only answer is Magic Kingdom. So that just lets us know people are going to be in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and they want a Princess and the Frog dining.
They do. I do.
So, Josh Amaro, listen to this.
We got an idea for you. One or two, actually.
Do you have
I was going to segue into something totally different.
What, Animal Kingdom?
No. What? I was going to go back to underrepresented movies, kind of. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
They have Be Our Guest, but it's still a dining experience.
Well,
they
have
guest stars.
Area.
They do.
Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Yes. But I just feel like for like one of the most classic movies, it could use a full-on ride experience, not just the kind of like walk-through show that Enchanted Tales with Belle is. So what we had talked about before this was, I said almost like a Haunted Mansion type feel, where you would go through the Beast Castle and without the spooky edge to it, like the house would come alive, the things would come alive, and you'd have like Cogsworth freaking out, telling things to be normal, and maybe Lumiere's like your guide. I just think that would be really awesome and kind of similar to Mystic Manor, you were saying.
Yeah, so if you haven't looked up, there's all kinds of awesome rides throughout the world. Hong Kong Disneyland, because for a lot of reasons, they don't have ghosts
in
China.
Yeah, it's taboo. Yeah.
It's kind of taboo. It's China doesn't like ghosts. They don't have, I mean.
Like the whole spooky type thing.
I mean, it's, but in particular, ghosts are really against their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of having Haunted Mansion at their Disneyland park in Hong Kong, they have a ride called Mystic Manor. A lot of you probably know this, but if you've never seen it, Google it, look up on YouTube. Basically what happens, there's this man has a pet monkey, and the monkey opens this magical music box that he's not supposed to touch. And when it opens it, like the whole house comes to life. Suits of armor and paintings and statues and instruments, and it's a trackless ride, super high tech. The animatronics are some of the best Disney's ever done. It is super cool, and it's a good take. And you're right, that would be a perfect like Beauty and the Beast ride, because a similar thing happens in the castle.
Yeah.
And all like the footstool puppy and the chip and
his pots. And I love the feel of Haunted Mansion. It'd be really cool to have a high tech version of it available and just kind of expand on Beauty and the Beast. I think it'd be great.
I agree. And speaking of Beauty and the Beast and foreign Disney parks, look up Tokyo Disney.
Oh, man.
They have a new Beauty and the Beast section opening. It's in the Beast Castle. The Beast Castle looks amazing. It makes the Magic Kingdom one look like a...
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Cracker Jack box prize, which is really all that it is.
Yeah.
But this new ride is unbelievable. It's trackless as well, which is the new dark ride thing.
Mm-hmm.
And those animatronics. Just Google Beauty and the Beast, Tokyo Disney. That ride is almost done.
It's amazing. Animatronics are amazing.
The rumor is your cast previews are going to start as early as this month.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to open this year, depending on COVID and how they do that. But that ride is awesome. Put that in Magic Kingdom. But, you know, one thing I don't know if I ever told you, Tokyo has this rule where Disney's not allowed to put stuff from their parks for like 10 years.
Wow.
They have like exclusive rights to these rides that are designed for Tokyo because they want people to come to their park.
Oh, man.
So
that
they
stinks.
Sign these deals with Disney where they have to be exclusive for so many years, and then the world gets it. So I get it. You know, again, I love it because it kind of goes back to what I said about keep all the parks.
Yeah, like I said, my rule for that is if you're going overseas, like it doesn't count because the chances that a lot of people will ever get there are slim.
We gotta go to Tokyo, though.
I know you keep saying that, but that's a long plane,
right? It's the only way. But yeah, look up in, I forgot what it's called, Enchanted Journey or something, but just do Beauty and the Beast ride.
Yeah. The only other thing I have that you like to make fun of me for is going back to Splash Mountain. I still think it'd be awesome to turn Tom Sawyer Island into like already, Mama Odie's house.
You want
to
just completely destroy Tom Sawyer's Island?
Well, I mean, how often do we go on Tom Sawyer's Island?
That's one of the few things at Walt Disney World we've never done.
We've never done it. Would we do it if it was Mama Odie's house?
Yes, we would.
You could meet Lewis. It would be awesome. I think it would be cool. Or it could just be Princess and the Frog themed. But
well, I mean, it's got to be something. Yeah. Because Tom Sawyer Island is going to change.
Yeah.
For the reasons that Splash Mountain
changed also. So if you're going to have to retheme it and it's already right there, it'd be really cool. Have that bathtub she's making a potion in.
Don't matter what you look like.
Yeah. There it is.
Don't matter what you wear.
See, you're against it, yet you're actually, you love it. You're just not visualizing it well.
Right. I think it's a brilliant idea, Lindsay.
You don't like it, be honest.
No, I like it. I don't think Disney would like it.
Okay.
And that's really what we're talking about here.
Well, you know. Pipe dreams.
Okay, here's one I got.
Okay.
One of the last ones we'll talk about. One thing that I think Disney needs to put a little more money into is the water park situation.
Yes.
I've never been.
I've been to Blizzard Beach.
I've never been to either Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach. Mm-hmm. I do watch a lot of YouTube. I feel like I know what they have to offer.
Right.
When you walk in Magic Kingdom and you see Cinderella Castle at the end of the street, it's unlike anything you've ever done.
Yeah.
I don't care what theme park you've been to in the world. Spaceship Earth. I mean, everything's the same.
Mm-hmm.
The Disney water parks don't give you that. When you go, you're at a good water park.
Right.
But there are good water parks everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't have the special Disney touch or whatever.
And, there are some characters there sometimes. They do some of those Toy Story H2O nights with DJ Rex and stuff. I think they need to retheme a water park to like a Disney movie water park. There's a few options you have.
Mm-hmm.
Moana.
Yes, I'm bored with it.
I don't know if you know about Moana, but she loves the water.
She does. She's been staring at it.
She's been
as
staring
long as she can remember.
At the edge. Well, she's staring at the edge of it.
Never really knowing why, but anyways.
I think you could do a Moana water park.
Uh-huh.
Just Disney-themed slides Maui. And characters. Have characters there and restaurants. And have a character dining experience in a water park. Why not?
I mean, you could have
people to go.
A, like, super scary Tikka ride. And then a Tafiti little play area for kids.
Yeah, I think it's a super awesome idea. And look, there's several Disney things you could do. You could just do a rant, just have like a Finding Nemo land and a Moana land and a Little Mermaid land.
Yeah.
There's enough Disney water properties to do that. Or just have Mickey and just a Disney themed water park. I think one more water park would be good.
Yeah.
A big water park. Uh-huh. Like a Volcano Bay style. Because Volcano Bay did change the game. You walk into Volcano Bay, you do feel like kind of the Disney feel.
Yeah, it is a theme.
That's Universal's water park.
Water park.
That volcano is amazing.
Yeah.
And they got some awesome rides, some awesome dining.
It just needs like storylines and type things that kind of tie it together and make it feel more like this is a Disney park.
Theme park. And I get the Blizzard theme, and I get the Typhoon Lagoon washed up boat. I get it. That's themed. I want some Disney theme.
Yeah.
And I want a reason to go. And right now, I don't have a reason to go.
And really, you can leave Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon for people that like that sort of thing. And
with the new park.
But I guarantee you that new one's going to get more.
Disney's going to repurpose.
Yeah.
But I want a new water park.
I like that.
I want a reason to go to a water park.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't have one.
Right.
But I would have one if.
If they came out with that, I know you'd be scheduling a water park day in our next trip.
I think I would. Yeah.
I like it. I think we had some decent ideas tossed up there.
Yeah, I like those.
Still got to go with my A1 Tower of Terror dining
experience.
To me,
that's practical.
Yeah.
And it's easy, and it makes sense.
It's amazing.
Therefore, Disney's not going to do it.
I would have a cow if they did that. I'd be the first one on the list, telling you.
It would be good.
All right. Well, you know how much I like feedback, and I know Brandon and I have thought, like, we talk about this all the time. For years, we talked about, what if they do this, or I think they should do that. I know y'all do that, too, so I would love for you to comment. What's your number one thing that you would want to bring to the parks, if you could? I want to know.
Lindsay loves feedback.
I do. I love feedback.
I mean, I'll listen if you say something. Oh, my goodness. But like, I don't love it. But just kidding.
You're so obnoxious.
Well, yeah, we would love to hear. Like she said, everybody has something they would love to be added.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun to talk about it. It's fun to talk about whether it be, you know, whatever, how far, no matter how far-fetched it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, share what you think, what you think you would add to the Disney parks.
Let we'll do our own D23 imaginary convention in the comments.
Yeah, D23. There hey, that's is. Next year. Hopefully it's back to semi-normal. Back to normal,
yeah. But
anyways, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. It was fun. It's fun talking about it, and we'll probably do more in the future as we think about more.
Mm-hmm.
And then stay tuned for our trip report later this week.
We gone.
But until then.
We gone. Again.
We gone.